Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Tell me, have you ever wondered what GIs laugh about? Are you wondering how they can find humor in their everyday life after serving our country? Have you ever wondered how our soldiers are doing right now? Can you imagine meeting five young men who are trying to make a difference with humor and hope? Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? And the most important thing, are you ready to return? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you're in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to two guests who are extraordinary. They both have inspirational and informative lessons to share with you today. But before I introduce my first guest, I'd love to invite you to call in. Call in at 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have during our interview. Let me tell you a little bit about our first guest and the project that he's working on. The GIs of comedy bring together some of America's funniest stand-up comedians who all share one thing in common, their service to our country. Every comic on this tour has served or is still serving in one of the United States Armed Forces. Long deployments, intense combat missions, and gunshot wounds usually aren't the stuff of great comedy, but for this group of U.S. military vets turned stand-up comics, they found the funny during their time in uniform, and they are bringing their talents together for this unique comedy experience. Veterans of both stage and the combat zone, these comedians have turned their experiences on the battlefield and on the road into humor for both service members and civilians. Not only can they make the most dangerous situations funny, they can make anything funny. They have performed in comedy clubs all over the world, as well as touring Iraq, Afghanistan, entertaining our troops, and they are now bringing the jokes to military posts all over the United States. The GIs of comedy come together to bring laughter to audiences, both military and civilian, whether it's a comedy club, theater, or at a combat outpost in the middle of Iraq. The end result is always the same, hilarity and the peace and comfort of a good laugh. These are fabulous men, and this tour isn't just meant to entertain. It's also meant to inspire and motivate those leaving the service or who have separated to follow whatever dream they have, whether it be to tell jokes or to have a family or go back to school or own a business. The comic veterans of the GIs of comedy want to show everyone, soldiers and civilian alike, that their goal is whatever they want it to be and that they can find their path to that goal. The comics on this tour have all been soldiers, sailors, airmen, or Marines. The GIs of comedy is meant to bring laughter, but its real mission is to show veterans the way to a life outside the uniform and to lead the way. The GIs of comedy are a wonderful success story, and I would like to welcome one of their comics today. His name is Tom Irwin. Tom, hello, and welcome to SuccessMO.com.
Hi, January. Thank you for having me. How are you today?
I'm just wonderful, and I couldn't wait to have you on the show. Some of my listeners may know that Tom has been on other shows with me, and he's a fantastic interview. Tom, tell us a little bit about your background and where you're from and who your early mentors were.
Well, I grew up in Buffalo, New York, and mentors from the comedy part of my life, I would have to say definitely Bill Cosby as a kid, because he always made me laugh, and I used to listen to Bill Cosby records at my house, and I thought they were the best things I've ever heard. And then for some reason, my dad used to let me listen to George Carlin records, which was bizarre because I could never say the things that George Carlin said, but yet it was okay to listen to them with my father. So George Carlin for sure. And then most of my inspiration and mentors are, you know, still people I work with, because I, you know, find inspiration in other comics. And, you know, there's a lot of comics that are not famous, myself included, but, you know, they're doing great things and, you know, making a lot of people laugh on a regular basis. So, you know, they're inspirational to me. So I'd say even my contemporaries are in that group.
Well, you know, Tom, I think you're pretty famous, because could you share with our listeners that you were a guest performer at the White House?
Yes, I was. I was when I returned, I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan doing comedy shows. After I got out of the military, that's when I started my comedy career. And then I went and had the opportunity to go to Iraq to do a month of shows, doing comedy shows in Iraq. And when I got back, I felt that the United States in general was a little bit complacent in how much they cared for the people that we send off to war. So I wrote a show about it to try and raise awareness for veterans and to make people laugh at the same time. And the show was called 25 Days in Iraq, A Comedian's Journey Through the War, which was began with the show opened with me trying to figure out what to pack, and the show ended with me with my thoughts about what I had seen after and getting home from that tour. So I did that, and a woman from the White House saw it and invited me to come to D.C., and she worked there, but she invited me to be a performer at the White House, which was
wow.
A great honor for me.
Oh, how fabulous. I actually was able to see 25 Days in Iraq in person, and I know you did it on video. What a fantastic, moving, humorous show. I enjoyed it so much. And then, now, you did serve in the Army, and how many times did you make the tour over to entertain the troops?
Four. So I've been to Iraq three times and Afghanistan once.
Okay, but we
so only... and they're about between 3 weeks and a month tours, you know, each time. So, but they were, I haven't been in a little bit, but I, you know, there's a rumor that we're headed back now with the new tour, which is the GIs of Comedy, which is the tour that was put together by one of the comedians on the tour, Tom Tran, and he is the gentleman who came up with the idea, and it's one member of each branch of the service, all ex-military that are now professional comedians, getting together to go out on the road and entertain people, civilians and military, and raise awareness, but also raise money for our first place that we're raising money for is the USO at LAX, the Bob Hope USO at LAX. That's, they get partial part of the money that we raise is for the USO of Bob Hope's USO at LAX.
Okay. Well, if you're going to go back into the war zone, I think we better tell you better tell your mother you're going to the Riviera.
Oh, you know, the running joke is that if if when I'm in Iraq, the gentleman who lives in my hometown can tell when I'm there without, because my mom buys the big bottle of white wine. So, you know, so that's, so yeah, she's, you can tell it stresses her out. I haven't even thought about that one yet, but, and my wife, you know, that will be another conversation, so.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be in on that one. Tell me a little bit about Tom Tran, and this was his idea. I read his biography, and he's been awarded the Purple Heart after being wounded in combat, and that was in 2003, and then in 2005 he retired from the Army because of those wounds.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a disability, and comedy became his therapy after combat. His goal was to bring that therapy to soldiers who are still deployed. What a fantastic mission. And when did he come up with this concept of the GIs of comedy?
Tom and I met about a year ago, and the ironic thing is that we're from the next town over in Western New York. We grew up one town apart, so we just never knew each other. I'm a little older than he is, but so we met at a comedy club in Long Beach, California, and we were doing a show for a fundraiser, a military fundraiser, and Long Beach, due to its, has a pretty good military rapport with the military. They sold out the show, but we were both performers on it, so we got along very well. And he came up with the idea about, 6 months ago, and he went through and picked out people. You know, the qualifications to be part of the GIs of comedy was, first of all, you had to be funny, and secondly, you had to be in the military and be honorably discharged in the military. So, Tom is a combat veteran, and so is G. Riley, so is Will, and Jose is. But Jose actually, his name is Jose Sardui, he still flies planes for the Air Force. So, you know, he goes away for weekends, and he's out flying, and then he comes back and joins back up with us to do comedy shows.
Great. Well, I see that Tom was named the USO's funniest service member at the benefit for the Bob Hope USO at LAX.
Yeah. So, and, you know, the odd thing about his injury is that he was the service, the area of the Army in which he worked, they often videotaped what they did for points of reference and things like that. So when he was shot in the head, he has it on video, so it's kind of odd that you would have something like that in your archives of personal video footage for your life, but he's actually shown it to us, and he's shown it to a few different people, but he's quite a strong-willed guy. I mean, you can imagine that he had to, they actually had to fight to get him to leave. He wouldn't go out quietly. He did not want to retire. He had 8 years in and was a staff sergeant. And he loved the military, but they said, you have to retire. So, like you said earlier, January, is that, you know, comedy became his savior, and, you know, the GIs of comedy came from, it was his idea. So we're all just happy to be part of it.
Oh, what a fantastic story that is, to have that kind of video. When we come back from our commercial break, I want you to share with our listeners the video that GIs of Comedy have posted on YouTube. It's fantastic. We'll be right back.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and Tom Irwin from the GIs of Comedy. We have a caller online, too. Let me just take the caller, Tom. Hello.
Thank you.
Hello, caller. Okay, we don't have a caller. Okay, Tom, would you tell us about your video that's posted on YouTube? That's so fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much. There is a video. It's called the GIs of Comedy 6-Minute Promo, and it basically, we had a show at the John Lovitz Comedy Club at Universal City Walk about a month and a half ago, and this is the condensed version of that show. And the video, the trailer that you'll see when you go to YouTube is brief excerpts of everybody's stand-up part of their show, but it also showcases some of, there's some audience members, some people from the television industry that were quite taken by what they saw, and they spoke about how they felt the show was impactful and how it was diverse, the fact that, you know, we're black, we're white, we're Vietnamese, Cuban. I mean, we have quite an array of ethnicities on stage, but they just thought it was traditional in the sense that it was about paying respects to military, but the show was just humor. It was just a funny, fun evening, and they said, you know, they just enjoyed it very much. Ben Garant, the creator of Reno 911 and also the writer of the movie Night at the Museum, he spoke about it and some other people, and so they were just very complimentary about what we had created. And one thing that's great about the shows, we have a group of women called the Satin Dolls, D-O-L-L-Z, who dress like World War II era pinup girls that come out and they sing the national anthem a cappella to get the evening started before our shows, and that brings the house down. People get so excited, and it's just they're beautiful singers, and it's just a great way to get the night kicked off.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I can't wait to see your show. Tell our audience a little bit. I'm intrigued about Jose Sardou. What I love is that he's still flying airplanes for the Air Force, and he talks some of his materials about his parents, his mother's ability to kill a chicken with her bare hands, and his dad's
ability.
Well,
he's Cuban, and his parents are immigrants from Cuba, so he has some really funny stories about the, you know, being first-generation American GI with, you know, traditional Cuban parents. So he's, you know, and he goes back and forth. He even talks about, you know, sometimes his mom thinks it's great, and sometimes his mom thinks the things he talks about are not so great. But, you know, that's that fine line that comedians walk all the time. But he's, you know, he's a very – people identify with Jose very much because of the fact that it's – humor that's based with the idea of family, and, you know, you can kind of relate it to your family, my family, but his just happens to be Cuban Americans, and, you know, he's a very successful guy. He's been in the Air Force for 16 years.
Wow.
So, you know, so he's staying in, actually, it might be misspoke, probably 13 years, I think it is, but he's working on, you know, getting his 20 years, you know, the other fight he has is that, you know, he's a stand-up comedian and he's also a soldier. So, you know, this thing that he used to do where he would, you know, perform at military functions on base, then he turned into going to clubs and getting better gigs and headlining at places. And so they're like, you know, we never thought you would keep doing this. But, you know, they're kind of proud of him overall about everything that he's doing.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Now, I know that your show is going to be in Los Angeles. Are all the comedians located in that area, or do they have to travel to get to your shows?
No, we're all based in Los Angeles for now. We're all based in Los Angeles, and you know the only person that is gone from Los Angeles for non-comedy things would be Jose, because he gets out and does some, you know, flying for the military. But our show, our next show is June 28th, which is next Tuesday, June 28th at the Hollywood Improv. And the one thing about our shows, which I would like people to take note of, is that it's free for veterans and for current service members. So if you're a vet and you have you know, ID, and or if you're a current service member and you have your ID card with you, you get in for free. But they do advise you to go to GIsofComedy.com or our Facebook page and make reservations, because this is tickets have been selling pretty well, but we would like to not have any veterans not get in for just, you know, the idea of bad planning. So, you know, but it's a great thing for veterans to come and enjoy a free comedy show.
Oh, wow, that's a fantastic. I didn't know that. That's a wonderful thing. Let's talk a little bit now about G. Riley. And I love the name G. What does that stand for?
I don't know. I just know him as G. I've always known him as G. Riley, so I'd never even asked him. But he's great. I mean, he's one of those guys that born in the South Bronx, grew up right near Yankee Stadium. You know, he's a tough guy, but he's now been in L.A. for maybe 20 years. And so he's, you know, he's got that New York DNA, but he's a, you know, Southern California guy and lives on a boat. And so he's a character, very, very funny, and just a very seasoned performer where he doesn't care if he performs in front of one person or 5,000 people. He said it's all great by me. He doesn't, you know, the audience is, one person is as good as a packed house to him. He's just like, this is part of what I am. So he's a true, you know, professional on stage every night.
Okay, well, it said that in the bio that Chris Rock, he has a Chris Rock type talent mixed with a Jerry Seinfeld caliber of intellect.
He's a very funny, you know, he touches, you know, a lot of things. He's got a family, so he pulls from having kids, and you know, he's just you know, he's a very, very funny person.
Okay. Well, now I see that the last comedian we're going to talk about is Will C. And I'm thinking now we've got G and C, so when I come to the show.
Yes. So a lot of initials in this group. Will C, interesting fact about Will C, he's been in three branches of the military. He was in the Air Force, he was in the Navy, he was in the Army, and he was in the Marines. 15 years total, and covered three different branches. So I asked him, why did you do it three different branches? He said, I just kept trying different ones. And I said, well, which one was your favorite? And he said, Marines, for sure. So he was very proud Marine when he left the Marines. But, you know, I said, did you get totally hammered for being in other branches before you went in the Marines? He's like, yes, I got beat mercilessly in boot camp for that. Like, I was just, you know, I mean, figuratively speaking. But he just said they just rode me forever about that.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, the Marines think that there's no other branch of service that's valid except for Marines, so that's Marine pride. But, you know, it gets them through, so he was very, very happy to, you know, end his career as a Marine. And the other thing about June 28th at the Hollywood Improv, we have Tom Lennon, who is one of the co-creators of the show Reno 911. He is going to be our special guest. He is going to open the show for us, so that's pretty exciting. We're very happy to have him be part of it, but he just loves the idea of what we do. So he and Ben Garant, the other creator of the show, Reno 911, they're both big advocates of the GIs of comedy and have been doing their best to be helpful to us in town here in Hollywood.
Oh, that's wonderful. You've got some big names helping you. We'll see. And G. Riley, I'm going to, when you introduce me, I want to be known as JJ.
There you go, JJ. JJ squared. How about J squared? I think that's good, too.
Right. We'll see can be heard on the comedy channels of XM and Sirius Satellite Radio and has appeared in feature films such as 7 Pounds with Will Smith, Yes Man with Jim Carrey, and more commercials than he can list. Will C is a regular on Spike's TV hit show, Man Answers, and has a recurring role on Gene Simmons' Family Jewels.
Right.
And he's the newest addition to the GI Comedy Tour. Now, I know you're performing in Los Angeles, and then do you have any other show scheduled?
We're scheduled after that. We have a little time off, and then we're to go to Colorado next, and we're doing 2 military bases in Colorado, which the names are escaping me right now. But we are really trying to reach out to people and find people that might be interested in talking to us about bookings, whether it's, you know, theaters, or we basically will go anywhere as long as we can figure out a way that works to get us there. And we just are beginning this process of trying to get up and get out and bring the GIs of comedy all over the United States, or even into other bases across the water, into Iraq, Afghanistan, Europe, Asia. I mean, there's a lot of military posts out there, and, you know, I know guys have done comedy tours in Iceland and Greenland, and, you know, if anyone out there is listening and they want to talk to us, please go to either GIsofComedy.com or the GIs of Comedy Facebook page, and we're available there all the time.
Oh, that's great. Share your website information. I went to your website today, and it's a fantastic website. It's really exciting and well done. Could you tell our listeners how they can find that?
Sure. It's www.gisofcomedy.com, gisofcomedy.com, and there's information there about purchasing tickets, and there's biographies on each of the comedians, some photos, and just whatever information that you might think you need about the GIs of Comedy. We're hoping that we put it all in there, but there's a contact link there if you want to get a hold of us, and it's a very easy website to navigate. So I hope that everyone will go there and say hi to us, or just sign up for news so we can send you out information of where we'll be next, and hopefully come out and see us at the shows.
Right. You know, Tom, you're one of my favorite comedians, and I love sharing your success story with my listeners. Could you possibly give us some advice for young people who are listening to you, and they may want to pursue a comedy career? Do you have anything you could share with them that would inspire them and perhaps give them a little information on how to do it?
Sure. Well, I would say, first of all, the important thing is to realize is there's no real blueprint for comedy. And that's not to be a deterrent. That's actually to work in your favor to say, you can create whatever you want to create as far as a career in this business. But most importantly for any comedian that's starting out is to get on any and every stage that you can. And unfortunately, it might not be the most fun part of your learning experience, but that's going to make you a much better comedian. I mean, I've done shows where I've been doing comedy in bowling alleys. I've been in bars where people weren't listening and there's a band playing too. And just, I mean, there's all sorts of crazy bad stories about when you start out, but that's how you learn. And so get in front of every microphone you can, talk to other comedians. If there's a comedy club that's somewhere near your house, or if there's one that's close by, go there all the time and talk to all the comedians. Talk to anybody you can about it and ask them about some of the things that they've done. I mean, I remember sitting with a guy that was a comedian, and I just learned from him, not about comedy, but about promotion as a comedian. And he was just talking to me about things that he did and suggestions to me about how you can reach out to club owners and how you can get in front of people. And he was just a very, you know, this was before, you know, the internet and MySpace and things like that. Right. So it was a different time. But just work, you know, and but the success lies ahead. You can become a successful, you know, person that gets out there and works and gets to travel, and it's just, you got to work hard. That's what I guess. I mean, that might sound like a standard answer, but it's and if you hit roadblocks in this business, don't worry about it. Just, you know, put that show aside and just go on to the next one.
Well, I think that's the best advice, and it's what everyone who's out there who's been successful in comedy or in any aspect of life, you find out that you have to pay your dues. I think you have to throw up a lot of mud on the wall and see what sticks.
Absolutely.
Hopefully something sticks soon for you. I want to thank you, Tom, so much for sharing GIs of Comedy with our listeners, and I hope that everyone in the Los Angeles area will go to see them on June 28th at the Improv. Thank you, Tom.
At 8 p.m.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, January.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100-plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back to our second interview. This is January Jones sharing Successimo.com stories. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. Now let me ask you, have you ever wondered how to go about building your own personal brand? Do you even know what a brand is? Are you ready to change your behaviors? Have you ever wanted to take a break and let success take care of itself? Would you like to learn how to understand different personalities? Can you imagine earning money while you are learning valuable, inspirational information? Are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, I'd like to welcome you to the second half of our show today. Let me introduce our guest and let me tell you a little bit about him. He helps people make more sales with less effort by combining proven psychology with proprietary communications technology. His clients are able to build and maintain meaningful relationships with hundreds of clients, prospects, colleagues, and referral partners. In 2001, he unveiled the first web-based contact management system called Cyrano that could automatically deliver customized messages to prospects and clients on behalf of salespeople and rainmakers. One-to-one marketing immediately jumped from theory to reality when the Cyrano marketing system was released. Our guest promptly changed the name of his company to the Cyrano Group. In 2003, he began searching for ways to match marketing messages to recipients' personality types. His research led him to Dr. Tony Alessandro, one of America's foremost experts in applied human behavior. In 2005, they formed and became partners in Platinum Rule Group. In 2005, they co-authored The Platinum Rule for Sales Mastery with Dr. Joseph LaLopa. The Platinum Rule for Small Business Mastery was released in 2006 with Ron Finkelstein. In 2007, The Platinum Rule for Trade Show Mastery with Steve Underation became Amazon.com bestseller. In 2008, they co-authored Selling with Style with New York Times bestselling author Don Houston. It is my pleasure to welcome our guest, our most prolific guest, Scott Zimmerman. Hi, Scott. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you, and you sound wonderful.
Okay, how are you?
I'm wonderful, and I've looked forward to this interview. My gosh, you're very prolific in the writing area, aren't you?
It helps to surround yourself with smart, successful people who hold you accountable to deadlines and promises.
That's fantastic. That's a secret. That's something I'm glad you shared with me. I'm going to start looking for some smart people in my life. Could you tell us a little bit about your personal background and education? Now we've just lost Scott. Well, I've just lost Scott. There he is. Are you back?
I apologize. I am bouncing back and forth between a cell phone and two different landlines as we are in the middle of a colossal thunder shower, and every possible communication is getting knocked out.
Okay, well, I'll understand, and I'll just keep waiting for you to call back in.
I'll do everything that I can, but this is out of my hands.
Where are you located during this thunderstorm?
Northeast Ohio.
Okay, I know. I'm from Michigan, so I know what Midwestern storms can be like. Well, we'll be as patient and can be and see what we can do here. Going back to my question, your background in education, were you always in Ohio?
I was born and raised in Ohio, but had very little interest in education until I became an adult. I was a horrible student as a child.
Okay. My husband's from Ohio, and we're Ohio State Buckeyes, so our roots go deep into the Cleveland and Columbus area. So you started your education as an adult. So that who would your mentors have been when you were getting back into becoming an educated gentleman?
Well, that's an interesting question because I didn't really understand the power of mentorship until I was in my 30s and 40s. When I was in my 20s and I had done a stint in the Army and then gotten out and tried my hand at college and realized that also was not for me, that I began a series of odd job after odd job until I permanently became unemployed by other people at 27 and started my own company, and that's when I got serious about my education because I had to learn to earn. And if I didn't become self-educated about how to do that it was which I set out to do, I was not going to be able to feed myself or my wife.
Right.
So, trial by fire.
Okay. Now tell us, how did you hear about Successimo, and how did your relationship with Successimo.com begin?
Well, hearing about Successimo was very easy for me because I have purposely, as I said before, surrounded myself with talented, smart, growing, learning junkies. And I probably heard about Successimo from at least two or three of my friends and colleagues because they know that this is like breathing for me. Mm-hmm. And so I had been involved in other similar but not quite similar types of things that had to do with online learning systems. This was the first one I'd ever heard of that was going to reward people for working on their own personal and professional development. Mm-hmm. So that was just like, brain cocaine for me. And I'm like, how can I not be part of this. I've got to be, you know, anything that we can do to help other people further their own self-education, I'm a raving fan for that. And as I got to know Dr. Bob and Joe DeSimone, and it just reinforced everything I'd always thought about, which is something Charlie Jones had taught in one of his books, which is you'll be no different than you are today 5 years from today, except for two things, people you meet and the books you read. And if we get a chance to meet and rub elbows and share mimetic DNA and swap ideas with people like Dr. Bob and Joe and you and some of the other faculty and the people who are drawn to success, well, how can we go wrong? We'll just become a much better version of ourselves within 5 years by simply spending time putting good things into our mind and our hearts and our souls, as well as surrounding ourselves with smart, growing people. That's as good as it gets.
Oh, it's so well said, and I know I was thinking I was retired and I wasn't that interested in getting back into marketing. And when Successimo came along, it's just a golden opportunity. I just always was renewed and energized just being able to share it with so many other people. I want to talk a little bit about some of the learning activities that you have shared with our Successimo subscribers. You've done some fantastic videos. And I've been able to watch them, and I recommend them highly to anyone who would like to go to successimo.com and join. One of your videos that was fascinating to me, and I know my listeners will be interested in this topic, and it is entitled Build Your Personal Brand. And could you tell us a little bit about how to build a brand and give our listeners some tips on that topic?
Sure. The easiest way to understand what your brand is, your personal brand is the adjective that other people use to describe you to other people when you're not around. So, for example, I happen to be a marketing consultant and I own a marketing company. What I'd be interested in saying is when I'm not around, someone says, boy, that's Scott Zimmerman. He's a blank marketing guy. And that blank, that adjective, is my personal brand. Now, hopefully it's good, and they'd say he's a well-read, well-versed, highly educated marketing guy, a passionate marketing guy, a caring marketing guy. Or a negative brand could be he's flighty. He's a flighty marketing guy. He's a slimy marketing guy, out-for-himself marketing guy. So it's really the adjective before what you do that determines what your personal brand is. What kind of accountant are you? Attorney, business owner, friend, mentor. So it's the adjective that someone uses to describe you to another person when you're not around. That is the brand that you've created in their mind. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. And now I'm sitting here thinking, I'm starting to wonder how people describe me. And probably would be cheerful and, well, of course, I wrote the book, Thou Shalt Not Whine, so they would probably describe me as not as a complainer, non-whiner.
Or optimistic, can-do, positive, upbeat.
Okay, I like all of those. Those are all great. And so,
okay, so the million, go ahead.
Once you get your brand description, then what should you do with it?
Well, you don't go get a brand description, you earn it. And you earn it through your actions, not through your words.
Okay.
People will judge you and brand you based on what they see you doing. It would be real easy for me to tell someone I'm a well-read marketing consultant. Well, that has zero weight to it. What happens is during our conversations, I just can't help it, but I'll say, oh, you might want to read Seth Godin's Permission Marketing. About somewhere between page 30 and 40, he talks about blank. Or you might want to pick up a copy of Peppers and Rogers' One-to-One Future. That was written back in 97. They talked about this, 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 and this. And at some point in time, they think, holy cow, is there a book this guy hasn't read? Well, it's through my actions and my ability to discuss psychology and persuasion and marketing and sales that people on their own figure out whatever this guy's done, he's learned a lot about that which he attempts to do. So you earn your brand through your actions. It's one thing to tell someone that you're kind and considerate, but it's when you remember their birthday or you go out of the way to buy them a book about a topic about which you know they happen to be passionate, you show them that you're kind and considerate. It's your actions that build your personal brand. It's not your words.
Okay, well, I've got the message, and I hope our listeners are picking up on this. Right now, we're going to take a little break and hear from our sponsor. And when we come back, Scott, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about how to change your behaviors and how to focus on your behaviors. We'll be right back with Scott Cimarron.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMO.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMO story. And more than that, SuccessMO.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at SuccessMO are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, SuccessMO.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a SuccessMO subscriber. And always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. SuccessMO.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with my guest, Scott Cimarron, and it's wonderful to have you with us, Scott. Could you share with our listeners your website information?
I'd be happy to. There's a couple of sites that people could visit to learn more about what we do. The first site is PlatinumRule.com, which is a company that I own with my business partner, my co-author, and my by far best mentor ever, Dr. Tony Alessandra, who is famous for coining the phrase the Platinum Rule, which simply stated is treat others the way they want to be treated, as opposed to the Golden Rule, which says treat others the way we want to be treated. And at PlatinumRule.com, people can learn a lot about behavioral styles and how to get along better with people with different personality types or behavioral styles. And once we learn how to recognize another person's behavior and make small adaptations in how we interact with them, there is a proven simple way to reduce interpersonal tension and increase levels of trust. So if you ever want to learn how to be a great leader, motivator, salesperson, marketer, colleague, coworker, or friend, the Platinum Rule is a great way to go. Another website that I own is CyranoService.com, C-Y-R-A-N-O, service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E. And that is a website that is a resource for salespeople and rainmakers and small business owners, anybody who wants to get help getting more customers and more clients with less effort. You'll find some incredible resources there as well, and I appreciate you asking.
Okay, well, wonderful. And I love hearing that you shared the Platinum story. That's such a great name, and it catches everyone's attention. We were, before the break, I wanted to ask you about changing your behavior. And first you need to decide, and then you have to focus on these two things to do to change your behavior. Could you elaborate a little bit about that?
Sure. What I liked most about what Dr. Alessandra has done with the four-style model, and the four-style models go back 400 years before Christ when Hippocrates had written about the melancholy and sanguine, phlegmatic, and choleric temperaments of people, and then throughout the time, more and more sociologists noticed that a four-style model almost always always works.
Mm-hmm.
So Carl Jung and Marston and people like that have always paid attention to this. But it was Dr. Alessandra who, back in the 70s and 80s, took a very complex psychological archetype and made it a very simple either-or two decisions we have to make about another person's behavior.
Okay.
And it has to do with their degree of directness and their degree of openness. And a simpler way to say it is pay attention to someone's speed and temperature. You can almost picture a dashboard on their forehead, and there's a speedometer and a temperature gauge. It's that simple.
Really?
So some people, by nature, are very fast-paced. And as you can tell by my rate of speech, I'm probably one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's fast-paced, they're confident, assertive, take charge, they tend to walk fast, talk fast, make quick decisions. Everything about them has a rapid pace.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be impatient. And what they're showing you when they're being in a fast-paced mode is at that point in time they're being driven by a need to get something done, to make a decision, to win, to influence something, to change something.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are a much slower pace by nature than the person you are with, you would gain a lot of points by speaking a little quicker. If you're talking about something, lead with a headline. Don't lead up to it. Just get it right out on the table and match their pace. And that's a wonderful way to reduce tension.
Okay.
Conversely, sometimes I'm around people who are what's called less direct or more indirect than I am, which means everything about them is a slower pace. They don't talk as often. When they do, they tend to speak quieter, a little slower. They make decisions much slower than I do. It doesn't mean they don't think as quickly as I do. They're just slower to share their opinion, slower to speak, because they're being driven by a need for certainty, for accuracy or precision. And so if I find that I'm around someone who's a slower pace, then I just have learned to slow down. I don't speak as quickly. I don't ask them to make decisions as quickly. I tend to release information a little bit slower, and I link my thoughts, pulling them along step by step, leading up to a decision. So I basically pay attention to their pace and give them what they want, whether they're in a slow mode or a fast mode. Does that make sense?
Yes, you're adjusting. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay. So that takes care of speed, and the only thing left is temperature. Some people are warm, and some people are cool, and warm people are what's called open, which means they're people-focused. They're open. They're easy to read, easy to get to know, warm, friendly, approachable, any subject, anywhere, anytime. Nice, warm handshake. They're natural huggers, natural touchers. They're more contact-oriented, and their primary focus is feelings, people, and relationships, okay? So if someone's being real warm towards you, then you know that they would like to focus the conversation mostly towards feelings and themselves and people and things of that nature. On the other hand, some people are more guarded than open, and they come across as a little bit more cool. They don't sit as close. They don't offer quite as warm a handshake. They have a much, I guess, more limited range of facial expression. They're more stoic or more poker-faced if taken to an extreme, and their primary focus is not feelings and people. It's usually tasks and data and facts and things. And they don't tend to talk as much, and they tend to focus on an agenda. And when they're done talking about that thing, they're done talking.
Mm-hmm.
So they're more cool. Is that pretty clear in terms of two different behaviors, warm and friendly and people and feelings, or more facts and data and stoic?
Very good. You know, I noticed you have another video. It's Let Success Take Care of Itself. And you have been very successful, very prolific. And when you look back on your success career, could you share with our listeners something that was an unexpected obstacle, something you didn't anticipate? Perhaps it was one of those.
One?
One, yeah. Well, okay. You get. We only have 2 minutes, so.
Oh, okay. Let me pick one from 1,000. I think life and success and any journey is nothing but one pleasant obstacle after another. And every time I'm faced with an obstacle, I immediately now give gratitude, and I thank the Lord that you are either protecting me for something or you're about to give me a huge lesson that is going to help me down the road, because if this had gone easily, I wouldn't have learned a darn thing.
Okay.
And it was in 1999 I got an idea for a system that I invented called Cyrano, and here it is 12 years later, and it's still a bit of a struggle. It's an amazing system. I thought the money would be rolling in by now, and it's doing well, but not nearly what I thought it would do. And the harder it got to take this thing to market, the more I learned and the more people I met and the deeper I had to go in my education. And I am grateful for every single obstacle and everything that's gone wrong, because in hindsight, everyone was a huge blessing. Huge.
Thank you, Scott Zimmerman, for sharing that wonderful story. And I think that will encourage so many of our listeners. When you're facing these obstacles, you have to take them as challenges and hang in there, and things will get better. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I will have you back. You're a fantastic guest.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me on.
Okay. Tune in next week when my guests will be two more success coaches sharing their stories. Joyce Berry, the famous radio talk show host from Joyce Berry and Friends on Blog Talk Radio, and the amazing Dr. Stan Harris, known as Dr. Breakthrough. I'm looking forward to interviewing both of these wonderful success coaches. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday live or catch any of our interviews with constant streaming at Blog Talk Radio 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener. All your comments are welcome. So for now, stop whining and start smiling and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. This is January Jones reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones sharing Successimo stories.